I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. More struggles arise in Ukraine following recent cuts to gas lines. Entire villages are without heat, and people are in desperate need of aid. The infrastructure of eastern Ukraine, currently an active war zone, will take years to rebuild. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock explains what they encountered during a recent visit.
As we stood out in the middle of blowing snow, we recognized where we even were walking back to get into a van where the engine was running and heat was provided. They were walking back to houses to where they were hoping to have a potbelly stove that they could put coal in and that would keep them at least modestly warm.
SGA is helping through Operation Winter Warmth. This sends food and portable heaters to local churches. How-tos for giving and prayer are at missionnews.org. And the United Nations says a peace accord in South Sudan is working, but recent fighting somewhat belies that assessment. Ongoing instability created a new wave of refugees, explains Philip Smith, a church planter working through streams of living water in one-way ministries.
More than a million have gone to Uganda as refugees in refugee camps in Uganda, and some other refugees have gone back to the north.
Survivors are trying to reinvent themselves in order to survive. Enter the new Taranis Missionary School in Juba, where students get church planting and discipleship training and vocational training. For them, a new vocation creates both a platform and a service for the community. Prayer is key in this endeavor, and so is staying informed on what's happening. Sign up for our daily e-news to stay connected and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us on social media. Also, Alexa, iTunes, and TWR 360. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.